How about Escape the Cops? Traditional summer escape movies have crashed and burned by the dozens this summer. Maybe that's because it's gritty urban realism month in the more indie movies as we follow various and sundry characters, white bad boys, good black kids just trying to mind their own business, trying like the rest of us just to get away from the law. Of course, the films are very different, as are the sheriffs in town in Catherine Bigelow's Detroit, set 50 years ago, the Safdie Brothers' Good Time set now in Queens, even Patty Cakes set right here in the rap scene in Newark. Catherine Bigelow's Detroit relates the story of the Algiers Motel incident in the middle of Cadillac City's late July 1967 riots, when rogue white cops trap a group of mostly young blacks taking refuge from the craziness outside. Over the film's 2 hour and 23 minutes, Bigelow and screenwriter Mark Boal, who worked together previously on the Oscar-winning Zero Dark Thirty and The Hurt Locker, take us first through a history lesson going back to the southern black migration to northern cities in the 19th century, before setting down in Detroit, among the cities which went up in flames that summer. Here we are backstage as lead singer Larry Cleveland, played light as a feather by Algie Smith, and his young group, the Dramatics, are about to make their debut following Martha and the Vandellas. Stardom is but 20 feet away.
Hold on, let me get that note one more time.
If you ever got love,
Then the cops arrive and clear the theater. There are riots outside, they say, sending some of the band out into the streets, eventually to take refuge in the Algiers Motel. The point is then made. No one can escape the flame of race in America. It's at the Algiers where the film's action comes to a dead halt. But cinematographer Barry Aykroyd's camera continues its hyperventilating probe into white racism. The cops, led by Will Poulter, who channels white psychosis into the face of Archie of the white comic book fame, terrorize the 10 or so black men and 2 white women and murder 3 of them. The only witness, a black security guard, the sullenly silent John Boyega, will be the first suspect in the crime. But by the time the film lands back in the precinct house, you've been gut-punched so hard inside the Algiers Motel, the Battle of Algiers Motel, you almost welcome the bile and outrage of the perversion of the justice system that follows. That Detroit, the film, falls into a hole, and it does, is its point. It has subsequently set off debate about whether whites can do justice to the black experience, which goes to the heart of art, and for me, really is a function of identity politics run amok. Bigelow rightly replies in Rorschach fashion, "Think what you will about whether she got black fear right while treading the line of black torture porn. She wants whites to see and own the ugly face of white hate." Detroit does that. Unfortunately, Annapurna Pictures, which has been a rising producer of serious films and which spent something like $50 million to make Detroit, also made it the first film they distributed. They made a rookie mistake and taking it out into 3,000 theaters in the summer instead of 30 in October. It's failing at the box office. It is worth your time, however, and attention. There are rising stars all through this film that rejects escapism for engagement. But see it soon. By contrast, the Safdie Brothers' Good Time, co-directed by Ben and Josh Safdie, stars Robert Pattinson in a breakout role as Connie, the older brother to mentally slow brother Nick, played by Ben Safdie. It's a fast and furious chase film after Connie cons Nick into a bank robbery that explodes code red. Nick lands in Rikers. Connie needs bail to get his fragile brother out, and the film sets up a run with the cops in hot pursuit through the night and day boroughs of New York City. How interesting to see this film pause in a Queens apartment, where a young black girl gradually realizes she's witness to a morally complex but illegal act on a white stage. The next stop is the Adventureland Amusement Park in East Farmingdale, with a black security guard taken for a ride in a funhouse commentary. The film is best thought of as Criminal Rain Man crossed with The French Connection's Velocity and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest Moral Compass.
My brother's been arrested. He's being held at Rikers Island.
could get killed in there.
I should disclose that my son, Samson Jacobson, secured and managed the locations on this film, and it's one hot trail through the boroughs. Good Time was also the biggest hit of the recent Cannes Film Festival, certainly the tiniest American indie to rock the boats there since Soderbergh's Sex, Lies, and Videotape in 1989. You want to escape for an hour and 40? Good Time is all that and more. Detroit and Good Time, 50 years later, speak to each other about race and the possibility of post-racial America. So, in its way, does Patty Cakes, North Jersey-born Jeremy Jasper's wonderful trip through the Newark rap scene and its rise to rap stardom fantasy. Here, Siddharth Dhananjay, as Harish, a part-time pharmacist assistant and wannabe rap producer, tries to coax his reluctant pal Paddy Dombrowski, played improbably but wonderfully by Australian-born actress Danielle McDonald, to rap by beating on the hood of their ancient Cadillac mothership.
Patty and Jerry, we will be legendary from the bottom like sodomy. I'm a missionary. I'm in my own trap as I flip the world to birdie. My verse is full of curses because I'm stuck in dirty Jersey.
Patty's rap, alas, requires more bleeps here than our stars in the Jersey sky, which is a total of about 19. Finally, an old-fashioned escape movie set in Newark that will make you feel glad to be fat, skinny, old, young, black, white, or other, and seduce you into wanting to believe that the American dream is still alive as long as you don't watch cable TV news. And I'm Harlan Jacobson.